everybody, in our parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is told how and when he was going to die. Hashem told Moshe in Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, that Moshe was to go up to Har HaAvarim and look at Eretz Yisrael. He will not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. And then when he does that, Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'ne'esafta el amecha gamata, Kasher ne'esaf Aharon achicha. Then Moshe, you will pass away like your brother Aharon. An emotional and poignant scene. But there are a couple of questions that we must ask on this pasuk. First of all, why does the Torah say that Moshe will die? Kasher ne'esaf Aharon achicha. You will die just like your brother Aharon died. Did Moshe need to be reminded that Aharon died? Why include that detail? And what do the words gam ata mean? Hashem said to Moshe, you will die, gam ata, also you will die, just like Aaron. What does that mean? These questions are asked by the Ksav Sofer of Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, who died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer, and this is found on our Pasuk in the Ksav Sofer Al HaTorah. He says that we have to first look at Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105. Rashi says on our Pasuk, Magid Chenis Ave Moshe Lemisaso Shel Aaron. Rashi says that from these words of our Pasuk, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu longed for a death similar to that of his brother Aaron. That's Rashi. But what's Rashi referring to? How did Aaron pass away that was a source of longing for Moshe? So the Ksav Sofer says you have to go back to Parshas Chukas. When Aaron died, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chavav, the Torah says that Moshe and Aaron and Aaron's son Elazar had to go up to Hor Ahar and strip Aaron of his clothing, of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and put them on his son Elazar. And then Aaron will die. And Rashi there says, based on the Medrash, that that is what Moshe longed for. Rashi and the Medrash say that Moshe said to Aaron, you are fortunate, Aaron, that you are seeing your crown, so to speak. That's the words of the Medrash and Rashi. Aaron, you are fortunate that you're seeing your crown, your legacy, your future, handed over to your child. Something that I, Moshe, am not able to do. It's an incredibly moving and it's an incredibly emotional moment. Aaron was zoche to see his son continue the mission that he, Aaron, had started. And Moshe didn't get that zchus. We know the names of Moshe's two sons from back in Sefer Shmos, but that's all we hear about them. They didn't become leaders, as far as we know. Certainly not in Moshe's lifetime. We don't know anything about them. And from this medrash, we can assume that they didn't follow in Moshe's footsteps, whatever that means. But Aaron, on the other hand, he witnessed his own child, his own son, become the Kohen Gadol. It's amazing. And now, at the end of his life, we hear how Moshe yearned to have what Aaron had. And the Ksav Sofer says that that is what's going on in our pasuk. Moshe looked at Aaron and longed to have children follow him, to have children to take on his legacy. Because the Ksav Sofer says that when children serve Hashem, then the parents, after their death, continue to serve Hashem as well, through their children. When that happens, says the Ksav Sofer, ke'ilu lo meis. It's literally like the parent didn't die. The parents live on through their children. And that is what's happening. And that's what Hashem was telling Moshe now, says the Ksav Sofer. V'ne'esafta Moshe, v'ne'esafta el amecha, gam ata, kasher ne'esaf Aaron achicha, you, Moshe, you will die. But you will die, kaasher ne'esaf Aaron achicha, you will die just like your brother. Just like your brother saw that he was going to live on because he left people after him to continue what he started. Gam ata. You too, Moshe. You too are leaving over an entire nation of people following Hashem, following the Torah, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living a life that fulfills the very Torah that you brought down from our Sinai. They're going to be following Hashem and believing Hashem all because of you, Moshe. And so therefore, Gamata, you, Moshe, you will get the death that you longed for. You too will live on just like your brother. It's a powerful, powerful lesson that we can all learn from. Unfortunately, we have all lost people that we love, Rachmana Litzlan. But when we learn from them, when we stand on their shoulders, when we continue what they started, then we can ensure that they, like Moshe and Aaron, can live on. Have an amazing day, everyone.